Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Microphone on while she's messing around with it. Come on, let's hear. There we go. Ah, La Bamba. Ooh, La Bamba. Ba, La Bamba.
Ah. I'm not joining in with that.
You ruin the show. Halfway through that statement, I thought, wow, that's a damning statement.
Thinking,
and I thought, do I walk it back?
No, he takes it to completion.
Yeah, I finished it off, which is unusual for me these days. But I did. I thought, no, I'm going to say it. And I'm going to stand by these words. 03444991000. It's the Late Night Alternative. We are back after another enforced night off where we don't get paid if we don't work. And then James Wells said, well, you should invoice them anyway. James, you know exactly how the system works, you absolute old melt. 03444991000. I'm Ian Lee. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
And we've probably lost all of our regular listeners and we've got a load of knuckle draggers listening. So let me tell you now, OK? If you want to phone him and stick your tongue up the backside of Tommy Robinson or Nigel Farage or Boris Johnson, or you think we are in any way interested in your opinion on Brexit, think again, we ain't. Got it? Good. Bearing that in mind, anybody can call in about anything they want except hashtag we don't do Brexit. 03444991000. 03444991000. You can phone in and talk about absolutely anything you want, but we ain't doing Brexit. We don't do Brexit. 21 hours a day on this godforsaken radio station. Is that not enough? Can't we please make 10 till 1 at night a Brexit-free zone where we just talk about beating up the Beatles? Although that turned out to be quite prescient over the weekend. My question about if you had to kill a member of the Beatles, who would it be? A lot of people wanted to kill Mr. Starkey, Richard Starkey, all because he's got a different opinion to them. It's not as if he said, you know, I want to shoot all blacks and gays. It's not as if he said that. He just said, you know, I voted Brexit. I think it's a good idea. That's it. And the abuse the man got. He's nearly 80. He came from a working class background. He's now a multimillionaire and he lives in Monaco. Of course he voted for Brexit. Why is that a surprise? Also, that video's 2 years old. But why is that a surprise? Of course he did. Oh, I always thought... the abuse. Here's the thing, right? We're not talking about Brexit. We're talking about the ripples that it causes. So we posted a video from here last week of me... I don't even remember what I was saying. I was saying Boris Johnson was an idiot, right? And so the abuse I got from people accusing me of being a Ramona, people who had voted to leave the European Union, was staggering. The C word, you're a nonce, you're a pedo. Look at your tash. No wonder your wife left you. Go back and take some cocaine. All that kind of stuff, right? And I thought, gosh... that's really, really rude and unpleasant. Some of these people that voted leave are really, really unpleasant. Now, one of the good things about the abuse that Ringo Starr was getting And it was very similar. A lot of C words, a lot of C words. The good thing to come from that was it balanced the scales for me. It balanced the scales, and I was able to go, ah, people that voted to remain. Some of the people, sorry, I'm trying to be really specific. Some of the people that voted remain are also rude, potty-mouthed idiots as well. So it did me actually the world of good to see firsthand that there are people on both sides who are a-holes. So we are having a B. You cannot say the B word. If you want to phone up, I mean, if we get someone like Jane or someone like that phoning up like we had last week, then who knows? But please, 21 hours a day. Is that not enough for you? Is that not enough? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Good evening, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve, can you hear me?
Can you hear,
hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you doing?
Losing patience.
Why's that?
Because we just waited 45 seconds for you to answer us.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Anyway, here I am.
Well, you are to save the day. Steve, what have you got for us? It's the first call of the week for us, so I bet it's going to be a humdinger.
You betcha. I spoke to you last week about which one of the Beatles I would have to take on in a fight. I chose George Harrison, and you told me about his escapades with the burglar and everything.
Yes.
So I've had a bit of a think about it.
Yeah, go on. So you're bottling out of fighting George Harrison. Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Paul McCartney.
Tell me why.
My reason behind it is because he's not really Paul McCartney. He is Billy Shears. And therefore, he's not a genuine Beatle.
Hang on a minute. You're suggesting the man that replaced Paul McCartney when he died in that car crash, and I think it was 1966, right?
Yeah, it was. 66,
Can't remember. Isn't he supposed to be a Scottish gentleman called Andrew somebody? I can't quite remember his name. But you're telling me you would take on fake Paul McCartney, as we call him. Right, OK. How do you know he wasn't involved in the murder of Paul McCartney?
Well, that's not a theory I'm aware of. Well, I was aware of the road crash theory.
Just imagine for a second, if you will, the Beatles. 1966, they are at the peak of their career, both in terms of popularity and in terms of creativity. There is a Scottish actor called Andrew somebody who people keep going, hey, it's Paul McCartney. I'm from Scotland. No, I'm not Paul McCartney. My name's Andrew. They go, well, you don't look like him. No, my name's not Paul. He hatches a plan in his little Scottish hovel, and he decides to murder Paul McCartney. This guy has the cunning, the wherewithal, and the balls to get close to the most famous man on the planet and cut his brakes. He's a cold-blooded killer, and you want to take him out?
Well, now you put it like that.
Steve, we'll speak to you later in the week when you've had a chance to consider the other two Beatles. He's not got the answer right yet, Catherine. And I won't rest until he does.
I get the feeling he's going to go away, have another little think. And
about
we'll hear back from him.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Thank you for all the nice words for us not being in yesterday. We don't get paid. It's cool. It's the nature of the job. I get it. They wanted to do a grown-up show. It was quite a... I get why they felt they had to do a grown-up show. As I said to my boss last week, I understand why you feel you have to do this, but you don't actually have to do this. You make the bold move of having an alternative. But that's the way it goes, and that's cool, and I get it, and I've got no hard feelings, you know, and we're in tonight, and by God, we really should have done some prep for tonight's show. But instead, we were watching this very weird programme that was not the programme it told us it was going to be. Because we're bored of... Kath and I like Willies and Fannies on television, right? We do. We just do.
I mean, we find it absolutely appalling that anyone would make those shows, but we just have to check just how appalling they are.
We have completed Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
We're very close to completing Naked Attraction.
Yeah, we're at boss level.
Yeah.
But then we saw a new show and Kath went, oh my God, this looks awful. And I said, oh, it looks terrible. Let's watch it just to see how bad it is. What was it called?
Sex Tape.
And what's the premise?
The premise is, well, they tantalise you with the idea it's just a load of couples who film themselves and then they go through the tapes with an expert and work out where they're going wrong.
Expert? Hang on.
Here we go.
Hang on. Sexpert, more like. Thanks, guys. Away you go.
Except it's not quite that, is
it?
No. It's a load of couples who are obviously not into each other anymore, filming each other around the house, being awful to each other. And then you get probably about 40 seconds of duvets moving, if that.
Yeah. And I'm...
And every single one I'm going, dump him. Yeah.
I'm betting they didn't sell it to the people appearing on it as, but we've got this show called Sex Tape and we're going to film you having sex. That's exactly how it sold as a viewer. Very disappointing. And everyone on there is an idiot, right? Apart from that, the Scottish lady, she was nice. But so far, her partner and the other two we've seen, don't like.
No.
I knew they'd keep the lesbians till last as well.
Of course they have. They've got a very pretty lesbian couple who started out all hot and heavy and and their relationship has gone cold. But, they're waiting for the last one for that. But, you know, watching people in their mid-20s having relationship problems where she was ready to go out. He said, I'm going to take you out on the town tonight. She's really looking forward to it. She's still sitting there at 11:30. Then she goes to bed. Then he rocks up.
That's
sorry, mate. When you're in your mid-20s, off, out. No.
Well, she's in her 20s. He's in his 30s.
All right. Well, she needs to fire him off. He's wasting her time.
Exactly. By the way, if anybody wants relationship advice, it turns out, just from the 40 minutes we watched that programme, me and Kath are excellent.
We're brilliant.
We are excellent at it. Let's see if Sam wants any advice. Sam, can we help you with anything?
Hello, Tom. Hello, Ian. Sorry.
Could you come off speakerphone? I know you want your mates to hear this hilarious call, but it'd be great if the listeners could hear it more.
Yeah. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hello, how are we?
What have you got for us?
I've just got a question.
Here we go.
Okay.
You haven't got much time, Sam, so use it wisely.
All right. Mate, explain it to me. Brexit. I'm just a cool story. I don't really know about it. What's going to happen?
I tell you what's going to happen, Sam, is I'm going to cut you off and then we're going to go to the adverts. Thanks for your call.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. A Brexit-free zone tonight. Thank you to everybody who came to see Catherine and I live in Bath. Sold out. Here's the thing, sold out show. Right? Theatre holds about 130. But 15 people didn't turn up. 12 to 15 seems... any other performers listening to this, 12 to 15 consistently is the number of people that seem to buy tickets but then don't come. And I think it's because we put the tickets on sale a fair bit in advance, although these ones weren't actually. So maybe they forget. I don't know.
They're not super pricey tickets, and I think sometimes people go,
yeah.
It's only a tenner. What's the point?
It's only those idiots.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered. We had a great night. If you watched it on Twitch, well done. Unfortunately, none of you subscribed or threw any money into that. Shame on you. It will go out as a podcast very, very soon. We do these live shows and we record them and tend to put them out as two podcasts. It's called The Rabbit Hole. If you go to iTunes or Acast or your usual podcast provider and type in The Rabbit Hole, Catherine Boyle, Ian Lee, something like that, it pops up. And thank you to everybody. The audience joined us in a conga through the streets of Bath after the show. We left the theatre as the end, not after the show, sorry, as the finale for the show.
Yeah.
We put the conga on and we went for a conga through Bath.
And I would say about 2/3 joined us.
Yes. Oh, it was great. We had nearly 100 people congering with us through the streets of Bath. It was amazing. But here's the thing, right?
There was a slightly hairy moment when we got to the fire door and couldn't work out whether it was locked or not.
There was a bit of a crush going on. But I think there was a crush. But my calf muscles, the next 2 days, were killing me from doing the conga. What is that all about?
It's a high-octane dance move, the conga.
It came from, I don't know why, but I don't know why it popped in my head, but I said to Catherine, my people are South London, right? Yeah. We're working-class roots. I'm not working-class, but it's my roots. And Catherine's working-class people from Manchester. I said, is the conga, is that just a London... Is that a London thing? It feels like a real Cockney thing. But no, it was Manchester as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, us common people at parties, we like a good dance.
I think it is.
That when you downloaded Black Lace Party Party Party...
£8.99, best £8.99 I've ever spent.
I realised that that's what Grandad used to put on.
Yeah.
For the whole night. So you get that, Agadoo, think it starts with... Wigwam Bams on there, all the dance songs.
Yeah, hang on,
and the Locomotion, I believe they do a little version of that.
It was
it's a great party. I might have to download it for my kids and pass it on.
Well, I mean, three Agadoo,
two push pine. Although my hands up.
There we go. All right.
Oh,
listen to the bass line.
Is it Obladi Oblada?
Well done, okay.
Birdie song.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. That's not the Locomotion, is it?
Yes, it is. Well done.
this old house. Okay, Obs. Wigwam Bam.
Okay, you got it. You
I
got
love
it.
That song. The conga.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone and body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you.
Not three times.
Well done.
Superman.
Yes!
We would use those drum beats to get as far back
Hang
as
on.
We could in a
Catherine
room.
Got Superman from this.
One, two, three, go! Clap your hands!
Okay.
Everywhere and nowhere, baby.
All right. Now, this, I love the original of this.
Simple Simon.
Yeah. Ah, this is brilliant.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One,
it's do the bump.
Okay.
Oh, I used to love
this,
the bump.
I don't know what this one is. This
Except
one...
if you do the bump as a child with an adult, you usually end up getting bumped
you get,
into
you
a
get,
wall.
You get Boris Johnson, don't you? Here we go.
I remember when there was me and Sally moving it around like they did back then. Violin man
is it taking Sally up the alley or something?
Been around, so don't know
it's
when.
Fiddling.
Fiddling.
Now it's got to be an innuendo.
Hey, here we stay moving it around.
It's a pretty good tune, based on.
Okay.
Oh. Is that their version of, no. Is it?
Yeah?
Jive Bunny.
Well, no, it's Twist Again. Jive Bunny. Twist Again, here we go. And to end the album...
It's not Alice, is it? It's this one. I mean, by this time, we're all drunk on baby sham, especially the kids.
I'm
saved. Yes!
Some album. $8.99.
And then by the time you get to the can, yeah.
Hear me!
The neighbours can hear.
You know, there are... You know there are party albums where there is background noise.
Yeah.
So if your party's really flat, you play it and it's these kind of songs, like sing-along songs. But then there's like background noise of people drinking and laughing and cheering.
Great.
That's the kind of thing that in my dark day, I would have been sat at home snorting cocaine, listening to it and masturbating to.
Oh, my God, really?
That's how bleak things got.
What, imagine in a room full of people having a party?
Yes. Good evening, Steve.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hello there. Hello.
Yes, Steve. What would you like to say?
Okay. Hello, Kath. I'm Steve from the first row from Saturday Show.
Steve, were we chatting earlier on Twitch?
Yes, right.
Catherine! You're going down, boy Lee. This guy was burning you on Twitch. He was burning you. Is that what they call it? Flaming you.
Yeah.
Why was he flaming me?
I particularly like Kath pounding out that song, Cher song. So.
I like watching Kath pound it out. But now, Steve, you've got questions to ask Catherine. Away you go. You're on your own. Good luck.
What I'd like to talk about is meeting Ringo Starr back in 1982.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, because he started telling you this story and then you got sidetracked.
Well, you know that's the fella that thought that she faked.
Yeah, that's right. It was 1982. Okay. I was working for a company that's quite a large company at the time. It was a major industrial heating engineering company. At the time, QE2 was owned by Express Newspapers. Express Newspapers owned Young, Austin & Young, a massive company.
Okay, getting real detailed insight into the economic climate of 1983, which is great.
Because of my age and my particular skills at that time, I was invited to work on the QE2 as it was sailing, sort of thing.
Oh, hang on a minute. I've got a song. Hang on a minute. I've got a song that goes with that. Hang on. There we go.
Okay.
Hang on.
It's not technically a sailing ship, but
I'm waiting.
Steve was sailing. Steve was sailing with Ringo Starr.
Brilliant.
In 1983, Star was a pisshead then. So was his wife Barbara. They've been sober since 1989. Away you go, Steve. The scene is set. The scene is set.
Okay, the scene is set. Thanks for that, Ian.
You're very welcome.
Now, during a day on a Saturday, we were unloading all the fittings that arrived by cargo container onto the ship.
Yeah.
So we worked all through the day. A few contractors came on board, and we had to work alongside them. The foreman came up to me about 6 o'clock and said, "Steve, will you and the other guys work babysitting some doctors during the whole night?" Of course. We said, "Yeah." Is it double time? I said, "Yeah, of course
it is." Beautiful. Those double time shifts, love it.
That's right. Saturday, it was the QE2 didn't go anywhere. It just stayed in port, tied up. And it was a party on board.
Oh, you mean that night?
Rich and famous people.
Yep.
So there we were, probably on first deck or upper deck, in a little plant room, babysitting some ductors, fitting some new pumps.
Fitting some new what did he say?
Pumps.
Some new pumps and
it didn't sound
filters.
Like pumps.
He said pumps.
I really went for the dumb button then. I thought he said fitting some new C words.
What?
That's what it sounded like. Fitting some new. Okay, all right, carry pumps. On. I trust you and I trust Amy. This is my team and I trust you.
Okay.
Don't trust Steve.
There we were.
Yes, sir.
Just sat there drinking tea and with the door open to the plant room. It was about 2 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Ringo Starr and his business manager walked by.
Oh.
They noticed us in our white overalls. We said hello, sort of chat. And they left opposite to go into their suite.
Yeah.
But about 10 minutes later, the business manager came up, opened the door to the plant room, and said, "Hey, lads, will you two give us your overalls? We've got a trick to play on some of the passengers."
Oh, this is the greatest story I've ever heard. Greatest Beatles story I've ever heard. This is great. Yeah, Mark Lewisohn doesn't know about this.
So we stripped off to our boxer shorts, because that's all we were wearing underneath. Oh. And we handed them over.
Hang on a minute. Are you sure? Hang on a minute, Steve. Are you sure they were boxers in 1983? I didn't think the boxer phenomenon had hit at that point.
Well, I think they were... Yeah, they must have been boxers, yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, no, they may have been underpants. Yeah, you're
thank
right,
you
yeah.
very much,
yeah.
Steve.
Tidy whiteys.
I like accuracy in my there, stories, sir. Steve. Thank you. I know men's underwear. Huh?
What?
Oh, it's okay. Here we go. So there we were. We stayed in that little plant room.
Just in your pants? Yeah, well, so Ringo didn't give you his clothes?
What if your boss had walked in? You two just in your pants?
No,
what are you lads up to? Nothing.
Yeah. So anyway, about an hour and a half later, the business manager, Ringo, hands the boiler suits back over to us, and we get into it. We just have a normal chat. No, blokey chat. So I said, "Ringo, why did you want our overalls, you know?" He said, "Well, you know, I can't do a Scouse accent." But he said, "Two people were playing a trick on the passengers above the deck."
Yeah.
"Well, what sort of trick would you play on that?" He said, "We acted we were in maintenance. Someone below, or above their apartments, dropped a ring down the toilet."
Yeah.
"So we knocked on every door on upper deck, hoping that they'd open a door and flush their toilets, waking them up." He said, "We had a bloody good laugh at it."
Ringo Starr.
Yeah,
he's like, not dapper laughs. What's that one where they shoved a fire engine up their bum and then went and got x-rayed? What was that one?
Casualty.
No.
I don't know that
Remember
one.
Remember the pranksters? Yeah. They put like a toy...
Jackass.
He's like, Jackass.
Oh, okay.
He's
like, that
Jackass.
Oh, right. So anyway, getting back to my story.
It's not over.
Barbara Bach comes out with a camera, and he's using a cinematic camera.
Lino says, all this story needs is a, I didn't believe the letters in Penthouse were real until moment.
That's right,
we might get it with Barbara Bach. Here we go, one of the most beautiful women in the world.
She's gorgeous.
She was beautiful. Yeah, she was in her prime back then. Yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, really lovely. Anyway, so she takes a photograph with us arm in arm, you know, over the shoulders of the business manager and Ringo Starr and everybody that was in attendance.
Are you dressed at this moment?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yeah, I had a boiler suit on. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was it.
Have you seen the photographs?
Well, funny you should say that. Because I was only 24 at the time, one of the old abductors quickly grabbed the photograph as it was developed, and we never saw it again.
Oh, no!
Yeah, sick as a pig.
Oh, that's it's a great story, but a lousy end to the story. And I'm afraid, Steve, it means I don't believe you. There's no evidence. I'm joking. Hey, that's incredible, because my dad met Ringo Starr.
Well, I don't think that's too bad for my first time call, actually.
It's a great call. And listen, any stories about the Beatles are very welcome, and that one is superb.
Problem.
My dad met Ringo Starr around about that time, and he was a complete a-hole to him, Ringo to my dad, because that was 83 to 89 was the depth.
Oh,
that was
right.
Blackout, wife-beating era.
You met me on Saturday. Ringo Starr, he's only a small fellow himself. He's only 5'6", I think. But he fitted into my overalls pretty perfectly, because we were about the same size, I think.
Ringo Starr's taller than 5'6".
Yeah, 5'6". Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. Catherine?
Well, when I met him,
he
seemed
Google it. I'll have to look.
About the same height as me, as he was winking at me.
Well, sorry?
He winked at me.
How tall? I've met Ringo. He wasn't 5'6". Tall is Ringo... Hey, 5'6½".
Yeah.
He's a wee lad.
Actually, Barbara Bach's about the same... Science, I think.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, and what an amazing looking woman.
How tall
is
she?
Yeah, she's got an amazing face.
Back. She is 72 years old.
Is she really?
Yeah, I don't know what I do know her height, but I don't. She's shorter than Ringo. They're only showing it in me in meters, and I refuse to say it. That's why I voted Brexit. Steve, that was an excellent call, and it was so nice to meet you at the weekend. Steve, you weren't the fella that wanted to challenge Catherine's knowledge of the names of some of the people in the audience, were you?
That was amazing.
Okay, I spoke to someone online who thought it was a stitch-up, and thank you, Steve, that was a great call.
No, mate. It wasn't a stitch-up, that was actually real.
If you missed it, Catherine remembered the names of everyone, all 130 members of the
Carol,
audience.
Paul.
Okay. Don't do
Steve.
It. Don't do it now. People aren't interested.
Oh.
Let's go to Sam.
Hey, Finn, how are you doing?
Very well, Sam. What have you got for us?
Good. Long-time listener of the podcast. First time listening live, and I just thought I'd give you a ring and say thank you, really.
I haven't got a bell to ring, unfortunately. I would normally be dinging my bell, but I've left it at home today.
Bless you, that's okay. It's been a really difficult year. I've had my long-term partner of 5 years break up with from me, a couple of deaths in the family. It's been a bit rubbish.
Oh, mate.
Sounds
like you've got a shit phone as well. So
it's not ideal.
It really is, but I'm sorry to hear that, man.
But no, it's okay. Kind of sort of turned my life around because of you and a presenter from another radio station. Do you mind if I name drop?
Is it Simon Mayo?
It's not. It's a man who helped me discover you.
Scott
he,
Mills?
He last year.
Who was that then?
It was James O'Brien on Unfiltered.
Oh, there you go.
I was working in a shop when I discovered him and was a bit aimless with my life, honestly. But discovered you through him. Have been listening all the way back through your LBC podcast as well,
mate.
Which are all on Spotify. I'm now going to university to study politics, and I want to become a radio host. So just wanted to thank you in a big way for kind of getting me through what's been a really bad time.
Hang on a minute. This guy's the enemy. This guy. This is the most paranoid industry in the world, Sam. Everybody. It kind of is, because everybody's like, hey, nice to meet you, new radio host. Oh, great, great, great. And you're thinking, as soon as they leave, he wants my job. Mm-hmm. She wants my job, and she's better than me.
So.
Sam, listen, I'm sorry if you...
It's been brilliant, and I just wanted to thank you, really, guys. Kathy's a more sort of recent introduction, but I think both of you are just wonderful.
Oh, thank
Sam,
you.
Sam, listen, I'm sorry that you've had a tough time, and well done on turning it around on what is it called? World Suicide Prevention Day? Is that the full correct title? It's important to acknowledge, I think it's one bloke every 2 hours, I think, in this country kills himself. I don't know what the figures are for women. I know it's less, but it's still too many. So I'm glad you turned it around, Sam. I'm really pleased to hear that. And thank you for your kind words. And James, you know, to be mentioned in the same breath as James O'Brien is an honour, because he's one of the best. Let's go to Joe. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening.
Good evening, Joe.
How are you?
None of your business. What have you got for us?
I've got a story.
I don't believe you.
You should.
I don't.
Well, 2 years ago today, me and my friends went to a party and we ruined someone's birthday.
Well, that sounds like a thoroughly unpleasant, mean thing to do.
It is, but it was still a funny memory.
Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good memory there, Joe. That's great. Thanks so much for sharing the fact that you've got one good memory. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Here we go. Mark Lindsay, who is singing there with Paul Revere and the Raiders, keeps flirting with me about coming on the show, and then goes quiet. Everybody tweet Mark Lindsay and get him on the show. I want to speak to him. Never had a hit in the UK, but were huge in the States. Had their own TV show. They were massive, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Absolutely massive. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. We don't talk about the B word. Let's go to Peter. Good evening, Peter.
Good evening, Ian. It's brilliant to finally be on the show. I'm a big fan. Hello?
How long you been listening for?
About 6 months.
Okay. And what's your who's your favourite regular caller?
Oh, that's got to be Darren.
Who's Darren?
You know Darren.
Yeah, you got to try harder. This is the third call we've had from you lads tonight. You have to try harder. Why don't you phone up LBC and get on there? That's a challenge. This show, we accept anybody. Why don't you phone up them?
What's the number?
Let me find you the number. Hang on. I'm more than happy to point you in the direction of LBC.
Right. We'll do a big rocky for it.
Do a bit. Go to phone up LBC. Come on, guys. Because everyone gets on this show. There's no challenge. And I spot you straight away. Right. The host is a guy called Ian Payne. And the phone number is... I should know the phone. How do we contact? Hang on. Where's the phone number for LBC? Why can't I find it? LBC phone number is... 0344. You got a pen and paper?
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm not worried. 0345 60 973. Read that back to me.
07.
I knew you weren't even writing it down. I know you weren't even writing it down. You're making the same noises that I make when I pretend I'm writing down a number. I can't help you any more than that, buddy. I've given you a radio station. I've given you their phone number. I was even going to listen to it for a little bit and work out which part of Brexit they were talking about and give you the question. You would then tell the person who answers the phone so that you're almost guaranteed to get on the air. But if you don't want help, I can't help you, man.
Oh.
Thanks for your calls. 0344 499 1000. I was going to help them, Catherine.
There's no help in them.
There's no help in those guys. No help. That's the third call from them, and they've all been pony.
Yeah.
Let's get another pony at one out of the way. Let's go to Mo. Good evening, Mo.
How are you, Ian?
I'm very, very well, Mo. What can I do for you this evening, apart from punching you in the nose?
Ian, listen, you're there to prank calls. So please, can you prank call LBC?
No.
I'm begging you.
No, I don't do prank calls.
Also, he's not Also, Mo. Also, Mo, he's not your monkey boy. You do it.
No, but I'm not as funny as Ian.
You're right there.
Mo.
I remember when he prank called Barclays.
Barclays? No, I didn't prank call Barclays. That was when I got a scam text from someone pretending to be Barclays. I didn't prank... You totally misunderstood what that was. I wasn't prank calling Barclays.
You know
I was phoning
I mean.
Up some scammers.
You know what I mean, obviously.
What?
Yeah, but like that was a really funny prank call. That's what
it
I mean.
Wasn't a prank call. I was phoning up some scammers that were trying to get my bank details, and I called them out.
But you were making really funny like.
You don't know what a prank call is. You're calling up asking me to do a prank call, and you don't know what it is.
You prank called Talk Sport. I remember you prank called
Talk Well done. Sport. I prank called Talk Sport. Correct. Yes.
Okay, so why don't you repeat it?
I never repeat myself, mate. Never repeat myself.
Please make a prank call. Please. Please. And just please make a prank call. I'm begging you.
Oh, don't
because
beg.
Because you're really
it's
good
beneath
at it.
You.
Mo, I am never going to do a prank call as long as I live. Thank you very much indeed. Dear God, what is wrong with that guy? Let's go to Alistair. Good evening, Alistair.
Evening, Kath. Evening, Ian.
Evening, Alistair. He's got a little swagger about him this evening.
What a great show on Saturday. Thank you so much, guys.
Alistair was the star turn at Saturday night show in Bath.
You were the star turn, and Kath was the star turn.
You saved that just at the last minute. at the last minute there, buddy. it was a good old night. Thank you for coming, man.
Oh, it was wonderful, and it proved to be everything I'd hoped. It was just marvelous. And I know that you said to me quizzically, "Oh, stalker, travelling 4 hours of train," but I'm travelling to Brighton now in November.
Oh, well, he's coming to November. Brighton in November. Brilliant. We're playing in Brighton in November. November the 14th, off the top of my head, ianlee.com/event. It's almost sold out.
9th of November, I think.
9th of November. That sounds more like it. Thank you. You know better than us. All right. Nice one, man. Well, we need to top the conga. I'm not quite sure how we're going to beat the conga.
Although the Brighton crowd are generally up for a party, aren't they?
Yes.
Not really?
Yeah. Yes, you think you had it in Bath. You haven't seen anything yet. You wait.
But after the show, I had a couple of things happen. First of all, I went back to where my digs were, which, because of the train ticket and everything else, I booked a dorm bed in a hostel.
Yeah.
Backpackers hostel for £18.
Beautiful.
Which I thought, problems. I got there earlier in the day because I'd got a ridiculously early train, and I bagged one of the beds and put my stuff on it. When I got back there, it was like Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Oh.
Someone had put their stuff on top of mine.
No. Well, if your stuff is underneath, then legally, that's your bed.
Indeed. So I was thinking, and you know, like, I mean, for goodness sake, at the moment, the alcohol's gone, I'm sober. Oh. I've just got my 4 month chip.
Congratulations. But
I've started to worry now because I can't go to sleep because if this guy turns up and
it might fall on you.
A scene in a room full of guys. So anyway, in the end, I thought, no, I'll just try and get some sleep and I'm sure he'll be okay. And it was. But then, unfortunately, you've seen my size now, Ian, haven't you?
Yeah.
And I snore.
Oh, he's a snorer.
So every 2 minutes...
You're getting woken up.
Give me up, Ed. You're snoring. So
tough luck, everyone. It's a dorm. You're sharing it with people. Some people are going to snore. You're paying 18 quid a night. What do you expect? Deal with it.
So in the end, I think, well, rather than get kept waking, I'll go, there's just like a common room in the basement of this place.
Yeah, and smoke a joint or something.
Yeah, so I go down there and I just sleep on a sofa down there.
Oh.
So when I get down there, there's this kid wide awake with headphones on.
Yeah.
With a computer. I think he was trying to hack somewhere.
Oh,
but anyway,
Pentagon.
I went to sleep. Then, anyway, the next day I got the train, signalling failure at just outside Bristol.
Yeah.
So it meant that a load of people had to sort of rush to get to another train, including me. And I just let them go ahead because I thought, well, I'm probably going to get out on that one. It was like feeding the 5,000. So I'll just... But I did get on it. And then because I suffer from epilepsy as well.
Yeah.
Because I was like in this enclosed space and it was a bit hot and I was a bit flustered and I'd been running and not this, that and the other. I had a little bit of an aura in my head. You know, when you feel like you might get a little fit going or a little jerk.
I know the aura from the migraines, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, well, look, I'm going to dive into first class here.
Yeah.
Because there are seats in there. And I thought, well, I'll face the consequences. I'll pay for an upgrade, whatever.
Yeah.
So I sit down in first class. There's about, I don't know, 4 or 5 people. And the...
Toffs.
Eventually, after a while, the train manager comes, this lady, and comes into first class, and she's talked about the woes she's just had trying to deal with all these people coming through, including 2 disabled people in wheelchairs.
Aye.
Now, what was the name of the lady that rang about problems in, was it Anglian trains or something?
Holly. Oh, it was Holly. I can't remember what trains it was, yeah.
Yeah. And basically, she start in the first class compartment, in front of the passengers, she starts having a conversation with the guy that serves the coffee and the sandwiches.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's a bit unprofessional.
About how annoying the disabled were?
She starts to say what happened.
Yeah.
So the first disabled guy... he's outside trying to requesting help getting on the train.
Yes.
She said, well, I can't help you because I'm trying to help this other woman who's disabled.
We can only help one disabled person at a time. Those are the rules of the train.
Which is fair enough.
It's the law of the train. It's like
and,
the country code.
Basically, so she gets on the train and then she goes back to this other guy and she tells him, look,
I'm sorry. Get lost. We don't want
I can't
you
help you. Apparently, he then swears at her. And then she just leaves him at that point.
Could they not tie like a rope or something around the wheelchair and put him behind? I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if that's possible. It's just an idea.
She told this guy, look, you know, I don't mind helping him, but if he's going to swear at me, I'm not. But this is in front of all the passengers
outrageous.
In first class.
Outrageous.
And I'm thinking, well, go into your room and talk to him about your woes.
Your room?
But then... She said, oh, and that woman that I did
living
get on
stranger
the train,
in real life,
apparently we've got to phone ahead and get the advance party sorted.
The welcome committee.
The advance party to help her get off the train.
Yes.
And she says, well, it would be a shame, wouldn't it, if she has to remain on the train forever.
They were going to keep her forever?
That wouldn't do, would it?
Forever? They're going to keep her on there? And I'm hoping you went up to her and said, look,
no.
I don't have a first-class ticket, but unless you let me stay in here, I'm going to phone up a cult late-night phony show that no one listens to, and I'm going to expose you for the scumbags that you are.
I mean, that's what the most shameful thing is. I didn't say anything, but I was really upset about what...
It's a horrible thing, Alistair, and thank you for highlighting it. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Excuse me.
Can't take your call right now.
Just leave your message after the tone.
And when you're done, press hash or just hang up.
Hello, sir. My name is DC. I'm Mel Spence. I'm calling you from the Met Police Theft and Embezzlement Unit. We have reason to believe you may have something to declare to us. If you'd give us a call as soon as possible, we have matters to talk about, probably in your favour if you contact us first. All right? Thanks very much.
We have matters to talk about in your favour.
That's how police talk.
No, it's not.
The Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee. There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes,
We don't do Brexit on this show. Oath, we do everything else, but we don't do that. We're allowed 3 hours break a day from that tedium, aren't we? 0344 499 1000. You speak to Amy. She takes your name and number and gives you a call straight back. Let's go to Mo. Good evening, Mo.
Hi, you just called me now.
Sorry?
You just called me right now.
Well, if you just called in, Amy would have just called you, yes.
Sorry?
You just called in, and Amy just called you back. That's how it works, Mo. You know that. You've been on once already. We don't normally allow double bubble. What is it?
You prank called me, didn't you, now?
When?
Just right now.
No, I didn't, mate. I'm doing a radio show.
No, OK, thank you. Bye.
Sorry?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What was that about? That was weird. We'll do it again in 5 minutes. Let's go to Greg. Good evening, Greg.
Hello, Ian.
Hey!
And you, Catherine.
Under Hello. The moon of love, I want to tell you that I love you. And I want you to be my girl. Let's walk, let's talk. Under the moon of love, the moon of love. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Do you know what? Hang in a minute. Let's just everyone calm down. Everybody just calm down, baby. Calm the hell down. Let's just get straight into it. Here we go. It's time for the Shawaddy Waddy Correspondent Update with
Greg.
That's
Greg.
This week, Shawaddy Waddy will be mainly playing at the St. George's Hall, Bradford.
That was the Shawaddy Waddy update with Shawaddy Waddy correspondent
Greg.
Shawaddy Waddy correspondent
Greg.
Nice one, Greg. You're getting into it.
I am, yes. But it's all this practice.
Yeah, you're enjoying it, which is great. And you've won one of these.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
You move up to level two. So, have you got anything else for us, please, Gregory?
Not really, but...
Thanks very much for your call. It's as simple... Was there something?
I could quickly say something.
Go on, then.
A few people on Twitter and Facebook always say they want to phone in because they're a bit nervous. I'm exactly the same.
But, Greg, here's the difference. They're pussies. You are not.
Well, my hand's shaking and I'm trembling and I'm full of nerves. So if I can do it, they can do it.
It's excellent advice. It's a weird thing to do. I know a lot of our callers get nervous, but they do it, and Greg does an excellent job, and he's a really good sport. But, yeah, call in. Call in, particularly now as we've got no calls. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number.
Hello?
This is DCI Mel Spence. I left a message on your answer phone just a few moments ago. I'm glad I tried you again. I'm glad I caught you.
Yeah,
I'm calling from the Met Police Theft and Embezzlement Unit. I believe you may have something to declare to me.
Declare what?
The theft of a vibe.
Sorry?
Did you steal a vibe recently?
This is Catherine Boyle.
In your face, man! We're the masters of pranks and you can never, ever, ever beat us. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in a dream.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.